This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Birmingham City Schools has seen a decline in enrollment in recent decades, meaning they have more buildings than students to fill them. Vacant schools are now common in many neighborhoods. As the city center and interest in historic properties grow, residents hope these large, empty schools will be revitalized. Mary Scott Hodgen reports as part of our occasional series on blight in Birmingham.
Michael Calvert climbs the steps in front of the old Powell School building. He inserts a key into the lock and removes the chain from the door.
So, this is the building.
Powell's been vacant for almost 15 years and feels frozen in time. A fire in 2011 destroyed much of the roof and upper floors.
We can step into one of these classrooms and you'll get a notion of the appearance.
Wow. The walls are cracked and peeling. Old murals and bulletin boards line the hallways. The floor is covered in debris. Powell was Birmingham's first and oldest public school, built in 1888. It's located on the north side of downtown, overlooking the recently built Park Place condominiums. Michael Calvert works with the Alabama Trust for Historic Preservation. He says the building's an important part of the city's history.
Powell School served Birmingham's pioneer families and in recent decades served the African American community. It has significance culturally for our community as well as architecturally.
Calvert's working with developers to restore Powell. He says it's a challenge to revitalize empty schools, and Birmingham has a lot of them. At least a dozen are owned by the Board of Education. Mike Zimmerman is the chief of staff with Birmingham City Schools. He admits residents complain about the buildings.
The schools that are being currently occupied by students get first priority, then the buildings that are surplus. We acknowledge that we mow them and keep up with them, but probably, honestly, not to the degree as we do the other schools.
This recently came up at a Birmingham City Council meeting. The council's been focusing this year on addressing citywide blight. Council members were critical towards the school board for not taking action with its surplus properties. District 1 Councilwoman LaShonda Scales.
For whatever reason, we don't have any comprehensive plans as to what the school board, when these properties are no longer occupied, what do they plan to do with them other than it serving as a blight in the community?
The school board says they do have a plan to reuse or sell their empty schools. Marlon King is the real estate broker for the Board of Education.
I think when you look at it from a community and economic development perspective, you can certainly find opportunities in vacant properties if they're in the right location, and you can identify the highest and best use for some of those properties.
But location is key. Dr. Anthony Hood is with UAB's Collatt School of Business. He says most of Birmingham's surplus schools are in lower-income communities, where there's not much incentive to fix up a large, empty building. Hood says if city leaders are serious about it, they need to get creative.
You know, to what extent are we developing the space and a platform where we can get the best and brightest to start coming up with ideas for adaptive reuse of our schools, or even to prevent the actual closing of the school in the first place?
Hood says we need to repurpose vacant schools so that they respond to the needs of a community. He's a graduate of Birmingham City Schools himself, and he says these buildings are more than just an eyesore.
You know, for a lot of people who live in our inner city neighborhoods, to see a school that was once full of life to now be empty and vacant with chains on the doors, that is a psychological burden on the neighborhood.
Back at Powell School, Michael Calvert says there are plans to transform it into a 24-unit apartment complex. Calvert thinks it's a good idea, since Powell's in a growing residential part of downtown.
These corner classrooms would make an excellent apartment, and there's also restrooms and plumbing and so forth in an adjacent hallway. So these convert very nicely.
But it's expensive. Developers are still working out the budget, and there's no set date to begin construction. For Powell, and so many schools like it, it seems the halls will remain silent a little longer. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen.